Hey, this is Dan with the Comic Book Pit. This is a new audio boo. It's audio boo number 18, New 52, Week 3, Part 1. So here we are, three quarters of the way through the New 52 releases, and we're going to jump right in with Week 3. And what better way to jump in than with Batman? This is just old school Batman. It's written by Scott Snyder and drawn by Greg Capullo. We haven't seen on a big company book in a long time. He's been over working on Spawn for probably the last 10 years, if not longer. So it's really cool to see Greg Capullo on a Batman book. Scott Snyder is, you know, he's taking it back to basics. It's, you know, Bruce Wayne with, he's got all the Robins there, including, you know, Dick, Tim, and Damian. He's got a great layout of the cave. It looks awesome. You got Commissioner Gordon. You got Alfred. You got it all. Birds of Prey. I didn't really have a lot to say about this book at first, but then I reread it, and I found myself really enjoying it. It's a, you know, it's Black Canary putting together a team of operatives who are all kind of on the other side of the law. Not necessarily criminals, but definitely persons of interest for various things. I think I'm actually going to give this one a second issue chance. Blue Beetle. This is not the Ted Kord Blue Beetle. This is the Jaime Hernandez Blue Beetle. And it's very similar to the, at least the origin is very similar to the original that came out a few years ago. Now, I only read the first collection of that, but so I don't know how much they got into the origin of the alien scarab. In this first issue, they, you know, almost the first quarter of it, or first third, is devoted to the showing where the scarab came from. And you find out that the scarab is not definitely not a benevolent force for good. So this is pretty interesting. I think I'm going to keep going with this as well. Captain Atom, J.T. Krull and Freddie Williams II. This is not one of my favorites. Captain Atom has never really been a big favorite character of mine to begin with. So I went into this not really expecting a lot, and pretty much that's what I got. The story was just kind of ho-hum. I was actually more disappointed in the Freddie Williams art. It was very sketchy. It looked like it was done with colored pencils. I don't know if he's going for a different... Well, he's definitely going with a different style. He normally does like a cleaner... he usually has a cleaner line and a cleaner look. So this isn't one I'm really going to stick with. Catwoman, Judd Winnick and Gilla March. This one probably had was one of the most controversial this week because of the overt sexuality in this first issue with a certain Dark Knight, and there was some not so subtle scenes at the very end with the two of them getting down and dirty, you know, having a little bit of leather on leather sex. You know, you don't really see anything, but it's very much definitely implied. You know, controversy aside, I like the issue. I'm definitely a big fan of Gilliam March's art, so, you know, I'll stick with it as long as he's on the book. And Catwoman's a pretty fun character overall. You know, you get exactly, you know, what they put on the page. She's the, you know, the thief with the heart of gold, etc., etc. And the last book for this week, or for this half, DC Universe Presents Dead Man. Could not care less about this book. Dead Man, never, you know, attached myself to him in any way, shape, or form. I have no affinity for the character. You know, the art was decent by Bernard Chang, but the story by Paul Jenkins just kind of left me, you know, lukewarm. I just really couldn't care about the story, so I don't see a second issue for this one. So that's all I have for this first half of the Week 3 books. Check back in a couple days for part 2 of Week 3. And this has been Dan from Comic Book Pit, and we'll talk to you next time.